A building collapse kills a firefighter. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. It happened early this morning in Philadelphia after firefighters had extinguished a fire.
At 3:24, there's a collapse in the building, a total collapse. And during this total collapse, six people get trapped.
Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy, four firefighters and a city inspector were rescued and all are recovering. The firefighter who died has not been identified, but officials say he was with the department for 27 years. Renewed worries at our southern border. Border officials say since October, 50 people on our terror watch list have been caught trying to illegally enter the country.
You have to assume that anytime you're allowing large groups of people to come in, that you're going to have people that want to do harm to America.
Sheriff Mark Lamb in Pinell County, Arizona on Fox and Friends Weekend. Last month, the Homeland Security Secretary admitted that the level of migrants at the border is historic. Several arrests at the U.S. Capitol after a group of people associated with Stephen Colbert's late-night talk show were allegedly caught roaming around after hours. On Thursday, officers responded to a report of a disturbance.
Officers then finding more than a handful of people working on the Late Show production near the offices for Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. They were without an escort. Hours earlier, they were told to leave by members of the Capitol Police Department. They were trying to attend the January 6th committee hearing, but did not have proper credentials.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Three people suffered cuts and scrapes at San Francisco's International Airport yesterday after police say they were randomly attacked. The suspect was arrested and a weapon has been recovered. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More than 14,000 pounds of hard-to-come-by baby formula has arrived in the U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris welcomed the shipment at Washington's Dulles Airport yesterday. The shortage has left parents struggling to feed their babies. Vaccination against COVID-19 could be just days away for America's youngest kids.
Children aged 5 down to 6-month-old babies can now receive COVID-19 vaccinations under emergency use authorization, the FDA's Dr. Robert Califf.
Our evaluation of the safety and effectiveness data for both of these EUAs followed our standard rigorous review process and included input from our independent advisory committee, who voted in support of the authorization.
These would be specially formulated vaccines by Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna. A CDC review is expected to concur.
Fox's Evan Brown. Every state except one has placed orders for pediatric COVID shots.
Florida is the only state not to place advanced orders for COVID vaccine doses for children under 5 years old, a decision the Biden administration has criticized. Still, doctors and health clinics in the state can order shots from the federal government. But White House COVID-19 coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says some clinics could be at a disadvantage to other states.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Some over-the-counter painkillers are being pulled from store shelves.
Oro Health is recalling over 137,000 bottles of Walgreens brand acetaminophen and over 25,000 units of Kroger brand arthritis pain acetaminophen. TimeCap Lab also recalling over 200,000 units of Kroger brand aspirin and ibuprofen. And Sun Pharma recalling 34,000 bottles of Kroger brand acetaminophen.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The pills are being recalled because the packaging isn't child-resistant. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.